Hello, it's Thursday, March the 24th. We're in Revelation 17, and today we'll pick it up at the end of it, from verse 12 to the end. We've seen the seven heads. We've had the complicated verse in verse 8, where an eighth is referred to. I think he's speaking in code language about Domitian. He says then in verse 9, this calls for a mind with wisdom. It's like a nod, nod, wink, wink to his readers. I'm speaking in code here about Emperor Domitian. And then in verse 12, we come to the ten horns. We've seen the seven heads that were seven kings. And now the ten horns. In the background here is Daniel chapter 7. He also has seven heads and ten horns in his picture. And the ten horns are now not just the seven kings, but now including the three, Galba, Otho, and Vitellius, who only actually ruled for weeks. If you include those, there are ten of them. In verse 12, however, that interpretation won't work, because in verse 12, they haven't yet received a kingdom at the very end, the end of time. The beast will give rise not only to those who have already been mentioned, but also to 10 others. And 10 is just a number here. 10 is, you know, 10 fingers, 10 toes. It's just a number. He's referring to antichrists. He's referring, I think, to earthly kings who actually turn upon the prostitute, because evil always turns in upon itself. So these are, I think, are antichrist helpers of Satan who rise up in the last days, and by the last days I mean the entire period from John through to the second coming, including our own. They all have one mind in verse 13, and they war against the Lamb in verse 14. They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful. And there is John's pastoral word in a great period of trial and tribulation at the end of the first century. But he's saying Jesus wins. He's saying those who are in union and communion with Jesus, the called ones, the chosen ones, they will be safe and secure throughout history and on to the other side. In the closing verses, you see the punishment of the prostitute and the ultimate destruction of Babylon, the whore, in Revelation 17, which is the earthly city, in John's mind, Rome, but it's every city that is against God and against his Christ. Well, we'll turn to the destruction of Babylon next week in Revelation 18, but for now, have a wonderful weekend.